sanctioned, a victim of government callousness. A job seeker sent the following account to the Socialist of his recent experience of having his benefits withdrawn. I have been benefit sanctioned by the Department for Work and Pensions for 4 weeks, leaving me in a desperate situation. I do not know what I'm going to do. I have no savings, nor was I informed of this decision, so I had no time to prepare. The absolute cherry on the top, however, is the attitude of my advisor, who claimed I must be living a luxurious lifestyle for receiving money from the state without putting in any work. This reveals a lack of compassion among some sections of society. The reason for the sanction was a 6-day lull in my job searching activities as logged in my universal job match account, to which the decision maker determined that I had not spent the required 35 hours looking for work each week. I've previously completed a 6-month work placement program, working to keep receiving payment of job seeker's allowance. I have attended my work placement every day for those 6 months, making sure I have jumped through all the hoops to avoid this very thing from happening. Economic conscription. As you come into the local job center in Scunthorpe, there are posters from the Ministry of Defense to your right, and on the left there are 0-hour contract jobs advertised. The advisors are not there to help, they are there to determine whether you have done as you have been told. I understand that this is because the system is to blame, not any individual workers, who I stand in solidarity with. I have sent a letter about what has happened to my local Labour MP, Meg Dakin, who previously abstained in a vote on the Work for Bill, and I'm waiting for a reply. The next few weeks are going to be slightly less luxurious than usual, but I know that with my comrades I shall get through this. This version of this article was first posted on the Socialist Party website on the 25th of July 2016, and may vary slightly from the version subsequently printed in the Socialist.